This is the closing market report for Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is now here from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Let's start in South America today. Brazil is the place we want to talk about. They have been waiting, and I think maybe still are, for some planting conditions to get a bit better, meaning they need rainfall. What do you see at this point?
Yes, there's certainly some areas in Brazil that are in desperate need for rain. Mato Grosso is probably one of the ones that are looking for rain hardest, along with Goiás. Now, there was some rain there, of course, in the first few days of October. That got everybody excited and got some people into the fields, but it hasn't rained since then, and daily temperatures have been in the upper 90s to 105, 106 degrees on a regular basis. We've lost most of the moisture that occurred in at least those states since the 3rd, and we are now drying down additionally, so we're getting to the point now where they may not even be able to put a seed in the ground again without it sitting there doing nothing for until the next rain comes along. Now, it hasn't been absolutely dry, so I don't want to totally mislead you. There are some showers that are popping up on a periodic basis, but with the temperatures that hot, it's just not a sufficient amount of moisture that really stimulate germination and emergence. And certainly those crops that have germinated and emerged are going to run into a lot of stress coming up because there isn't a good generalized soaking rain coming up and the temperatures are going to be hot every day. And you know as well as I do, those seedlings don't have a root system. And without the root system, there's no way to find moisture. And of course, it's been dry for months. So that early crop is a little bit on the doomed side if we can't come up with a better amount of rain. And the forecast here for the next 10 days keeps precipitation erratic across a big part of center-west and center-south Brazil. Absolute dryness is not expected, but the lack of good soaking rain will be a serious concern. Now, we are planting aggressively in center-south areas from portions of, we'll say, Mato Grosso do Sul and Paraná up into southern Minas Gerais. There's still some good moisture around in those areas, and planting is moving along swiftly at the moment. There's not a lot of good follow-up moisture, and it still looks like that they may run out of moisture here in the not-so-distant future, so things could slow down a little bit. But we're most worried about Mato Grosso.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that's 37% of the soybean production area in Brazil. And how much of that do you think would be impacted?
I think about 40% of Mato Grosso has not done well. And yes, 37% is the figure that I've used here recently. They keep changing their area planted a little bit, so it's probably not up to date, but fairly close, I'm sure. But there is about 40% of the state that is hurting seriously for moisture, and the other portion of the state is probably doing okay, but marginally so.
We, on the other hand, have been getting rain in the Midwest, though farmers would prefer, I think, to be in the field and harvesting corn and soybeans.
That's right, and certainly USDA numbers yesterday certainly suggested that we're continuing behind the normal pace in many areas in the Midwest, especially in the Western Corn Belt, and that is going to continue for a little while longer. We'll take a short-term break from rain right now for another day or two, and then when we get to Friday night and Saturday, another wave of rain will move through these areas and cause some more delay. Once we're done with the rain on Saturday, I think we'll go into a much better period of longer days without rainfall, and we should start firming that soil up better and maybe a little more aggressive planting progress likely to occur next week.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate you taking the time with us.
You bet. Have a great afternoon.
That's Drew Lerner. He is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City.